Hello, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
hi.
Hi, good morning.
How can I help you?
Good morning. I actually made a payment and was speaking to someone, and I've been trying to get in touch with Sandhya Patel.
Sandhya?
S-A-N-D-Y-A. Yes.
Who were you talking to?
The first person I spoke to is Mark. Is this Mark?
Mark. All right. And the second person?
Nathan.
All right. Right now they're not available in the office. And what I'm going to do, you can drop me a text on my number, on the same number. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And just give them a reminder.
I know,
like,
but the thing is that this is the second time that I'm supposed to be, this exam has to be taken.
Can you clarify something for me? What happened actually? What's going on? Can you let me know so I
okay,
can notify him?
Yeah. Last Friday was when I was supposed to take the original exam. I could not get, well, Nathan doesn't reply when he's supposed to reply. So this morning is supposed to be the next exam, and because I had to reschedule from Friday. All day yesterday I've been trying to get in contact with him, and he hasn't replied. So,
all right.
Again, I'm going to be missing the exam. I don't know, it has to be by, he's not replying to me, so I don't know what
I'm
supposed
to do. You had an exam?
Yes, on Friday. I scheduled it back for today, and he's still not replying. No, and I rescheduled for today.
All right, reschedule the date. And when did you reschedule? When you reschedule the date, what's the date now for the exam?
It's today.
It's today. All right, that's not a big problem. And what time?
I can actually start taking the exam. It's supposed to be from around 11, but of the email that I got.
Is it possible, like, can we complete your test right now?
No, it has to start from 9 a.m., which is, it's only 8 o'clock here by me.
All right, so how much time do we have?
You have until, it says, from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m.
All right. So what I'm going to do, all right, let me think first. Mark will be back in the office by this time. And Nathan, so the thing is that they will complete your exam. And can you let me know, is this a normal exam?
Sorry, say that again?
Is this a normal exam?
No, it's not. It's a class exam that I'm doing. It's for life insurance, and this is just the first exam, but it's a class exam.
Mm-hmm. All right. Not a big problem. And they will contact you today, all right? So you don't have to get worried about anything. I'll just update
you. Okay, so what's... All right, so should I call back, or should you... Are you going to let me know what's going on? What's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Patrick.
Okay. So is someone going to get in contact with me, or are you going to contact me?
Like, what you can do, like, before the air exam, like, before 2 or 3 hours, you can just call me on the same number. Or
well, that's what I'm trying to do, because I need to send an email to them, letting them know if I'm going to be okay to take this exam or not. So,
just give me a moment. 1 second.
I don't want to have to say yes and then I cancel. If I'm not going to take the exam, I'm just going to let them know. Unfortunately, I can't do it. But I can't keep the phone in it. Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. 1 second. Just get me my computer with me. What's your number? Hello?
347? Yes, 347. 347. 347.
347.
665.
665.
4825.
4825. Is this the same number available on the WhatsApp?
Yes.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'll drop your text on your WhatsApp right now, and
mm-hmm.
I'll call you over there, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Don't get worried about it.